It's been a big night for the world of film. The British Academy Film Awards have been given out not far from here in central London. Our arts correspondent Vincent Dowd was at the ceremony at the Royal Opera House. He told me about the winners and losers.
The biggest winner, clearly in terms of trophies, six, was the film Gravity. But the big award, which is what gets all the publicity, the best film, went to 12 Years a Slave. As everyone, I think, now knows, the story of slavery in the US South in the 1840s, 1850s. That award, I have to say, wasn't a huge surprise. Chiwetel Ejiofor, the absolutely superb 36-year-old actor, born in London of Nigerian descent. So, accepting his award as an actor, he expressed his thanks to the film's director, Steve McQueen.
Thank you for your work, for your artistry, for your passion in this project. You really had the real vision to tell this kind of remarkable story, to introduce me to Solomon Northup, which I thank you for, the extraordinary life that he had.
It didn't all go the way of that film, though. Lupita Nyong'o, from a Kenyan family who had been expected by many, including me, to be honest, to win Best Supporting Actress for her role in 12 Years a Slave. That didn't happen. Jennifer Lawrence took it for American Hustle. However, Barkhad Abdi, now 28 and born in Somalia but long resident in the US since he was a teenager, he took the award for Best Supporting Actor in the movie Captain Phillips. But as we've said, the other big winner at the BAFTAs was Gravity, directed by Alfonso Cuarón. Now, we always tend to refer to him as Mexican, but in truth, he's been living in London now for 13 or 14 years. Accepting the award for Best Director, which wasn't, as we've said, the only award the film got, Cuarón said he felt he'd earned the right to triumph as the man who made the best British film.
You cannot tell from my accent, but I consider myself a part of the British film industry. I live in London the last 13 years, and I've done almost half of my films in the UK. I guess that I make a very good case for curbing immigration.
Londoner Alfonso Cuarón. Well, what were the other highlights?
Well, there's always an outstanding contribution, isn't there? So that went this year to Peter Greenaway, the director. Now, he said he'd always felt an outsider, so he was surprised to be told he'd ever even been considered for that award. The other thing, which I think will get lots of publicity tomorrow, the Academy Fellowship, Helen Mirren, which was given by Prince William, star, of course, of The Queen